Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm Tim Streifler and my awesome co-host David Blackman is out sick this week, so I am recording a few episodes without him. And today we are talking about five sites for web design inspiration. This is episode 88. Now, if you are designing websites, whether that's for clients or for yourself or your own business, whatever, sometimes similar to writer's block, you get designer's block. And you know, that is where you can't really figure out what you want to design and how you want to design it. You keep trying different things and nothing's working out. It's trial and error, and it's, you know, you're getting nothing but something that doesn't look good. And so getting design inspiration can be incredibly helpful. By no means do you want to copy another designer's design, rip anything off, but sometimes you need some inspiration to spark some creativity in you and give you some ideas that will help you in your design direction for your website. And so here are the top five websites for web design inspiration in no particular order. The first one is Behance. Behance is a great one. You can see designs that other people submit, and it is awesome. Highly recommend it. The next one on the list is Dribbble, and that is Dribbble. And Dribbble is great. Similar to Behance, people have profiles and they post things to get feedback from other designers and showcase their designs. A lot of very high quality designs on there. I use it all the time for design inspiration. The next one on the list is Awards, and it's awwwards.com. It's basically www awards is what it is, awards for websites. And it basically is, they have a directory of some really great looking websites, and they have design awards, and they have a site of the day and everything. And it's great design. I'm a little bit biased towards it in that, biased, I guess, in the negative sense, because they charge for submission. So if you want to be nominated, you have to pay, I believe it's like $55 to be nominated. So that is not even to be featured. That's just to be considered for them to actually look at your site. And then it's, I think, like $165 a year to be part of the directory as well as nominated. So it's not cheap, but it makes sense. Otherwise, with all the websites out there, they would just be bombarded with submissions. And so, you know, they want people that are serious about their website, serious about the design. And so, you know, they're able to weed out some of the not so great websites. But anyways, to look at it is completely free. To get design inspiration from it doesn't cost you a dime. You can look at it, see some really, really great design sites. From what I've noticed, they tend to be kind of like the highly designed sites, the ones that are like more like a work of art than a corporate website kind of a thing. So keep that in mind when you're looking at it. It's, you know, top-notch design, absolutely, but it's the ones that, you know, really stand out and, again, are more like a work of art than, you know, they're not really meant to be, you know, that clean, functional, you know, business website, minimalist by any means. They're very, you know, out there in the design, but still some great inspiration. The next one on the list is CSS Nectar. I found this one recently, so I don't have too much to say about it, but they definitely have some great inspiration specifically for web design. And then the last one on the list for the sites that we recommend for web design inspiration is a website called productpages.xyz, and it kind of tells you what it is right in the URL. They're product pages, so they have product pages, apps, you know, e-commerce. So it's all kind of e-commerce related, opposed to, you know, just general websites. So if you're designing a e-commerce website or something that you need a product page, it's definitely a great thing to look for, because those are a little bit more specific than just a general brochure style website. So that is it for this episode. Thanks for listening to another episode of WP the Podcast. Don't forget to head on over to our website and check out today's show notes for episode 88, five sites for web design inspiration. And remember to subscribe and like our podcast on whatever platform you're listening to it on, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, whatever. That helps us get found, so other people can get some value from WP the Podcast. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then. Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.